Welcome to Elevate with Elsner. Join us for inspiring conversations with individuals who have transformed their lives and are making a difference through the work that they do. And now, here's your host, Blake Elsner.
Welcome back to another episode of Elevate with Elsner. Today, I'm joined by someone who's become a familiar face in the St. Louis real estate community. He's a loan officer, a leader, and the founder of Agent STL, a platform that's bringing agents, lenders, and industry professionals together through networking and education. David Ames, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Very much excited to be here.
Absolutely. So let's tell a little backstory about who David Ames is.
Wow. Who David Ames is? Well, I was born in a small desert town. I don't know if we want to go back that far. I grew up father in the army, and so it is relevant, I guess, to who I am today that we moved around quite a bit. Ultimately, I went to three different high schools. I think I was telling my 9-year-old recently, by the time I was his age, I think I had lived in 7 different houses in 7 different states, something like that. So, it was, you know, pros and cons, right? But, I think it pointed me in the direction of who I am today in terms of, enjoying community building, and things like that. Right. So, that was childhood. And then, spent some time early in my adult corporate career as a corporate trainer for Verizon, which I've also recently realized and informs a lot of what I do. And then about 20 years ago, I got into the mortgage industry and I worked for a large bank, kind of a corporate level, doing mortgages that way, and got about 10 years under my belt. And then about 8 and a half years ago, I joined New American Funding and decided to explore more of the entrepreneurial mortgage role where you don't have anyone, you know, making your phone ring for you. You have to go make it ring yourself. And so that's been a big part of my journey and how we wound up talking here today.
Yeah, obviously a leader inside the mortgage industry. So how did you, like, was there ever a time prior to when you were in Verizon and doing corporate training that, like, it popped into you? How did that even come about?
Yeah. So, early 2009 got, laid off with the rest of the world, because of the mortgage industry, basically. And there was I worked for Citibank. There's a Citibank building down the street from the Verizon building. I've been at Verizon since I was, I think, 19 years old and worked my way into a corporate trainer position and didn't know, you know, the working world outside of that, really, other than entry level type fast food stuff, right? That was my first adult job. And got laid. I didn't know unemployment insurance existed. I didn't know anything. I knew I had a baby and a new wife at home and felt very panicked. And there was another large office building down the street. And I thought, I'm going to pop on their website, see what they're hiring for. And wound up in sort of a more entry-level role in the mortgage business. Figured, I guess, you know, if they're going to collapse the world's economy, I might as well see what that industry's all about. So kind of wound up over there. And again, some entry-level roles. And I worked my way up from being a loan processor, a loan closer, did some junior underwriting, which was all very healthy and good experience to kind of lead me eventually into the sales role, which, to be honest, I had very little desire to get into. Not a real salesy kind of guy, but became friends with a lot of the salespeople, saw what they were making, got a lot of recommendations from them saying, you really, really should come over on this side of the building and work over here with us. So eventually I caved, and my initial foray into sales as a loan officer was in a corporate relocation. So I was primarily dealing with executives from a lot of specific companies like, you know, Boeing, a lot of the pharmaceutical industry executives. And so that was fun. It was, I enjoyed it quite a bit because anyone I had on the phone tended to be someone with high demands and high expectations. And I figured out pretty quickly that all they wanted was to talk to someone that sounded like they had it under control and could leave them with very little to worry about. You know, they're sometimes moving, repatriating from a foreign country. They've got a lot on their plate. And so they, you know, want to get someone on the phone that sounds like, hey, this mortgage thing is all taken care of for you. You don't have anything to worry about. And so thankfully that worked out well where I, you know, won a lot of those folks over. But I think it was informative too, because I got used to delivering, I think, a caliber of service for a certain type of clientele that even when I left corporate relocation, you know, I pride myself a lot on that executive level treatment. Even if you're, you know, not an executive, you're maybe just starting out your family, starting out your career, first time home buyer, that sort of thing. I still like to make those people feel like the same treatment that the, you know, president of Boeing might've gotten from me.
You know, I love that. And obviously I think back on when you said you got into the industry of servicing loans and whatnot. It's interesting because you had to have a big heart, because if you think about the time, like you said, mortgages kind of took people out back then in a way, right? And for you to go, well, I want to help people and I'm going to switch jobs and get into the exact thing that kind of took people out, obviously shows that, hey, you know, you got a heart and a knack for helping people. And I think when you talk about the sales part where you're, you know, you're not true salesy, right? The people that have big hearts, it's like you don't need to be salesy, right? Because you're there to help people. And naturally, as you help people, you succeed. And I feel like that's kind of what you've kind of spoken out.
Yeah, I mean, I won't personally try to stake any claim to the size of my heart. I you know, I certainly try to be a big-hearted individual. I let the world decide whether that's true or not. But yeah, I mean, I agree. I think I fell in love with the profession because it is a complicated beast. And I think my training background informed my ability to try and simplify and taking complex scenarios and be able to make them as simple as possible for people to not feel nervous and intimidated. You know, taking the nerves out of it is something that I take a lot of pride in, because I can be an anxious, nervous fellow by nature. And if I feel like I can gift someone the removal of anxiety and try to make things simple and exciting for them, then, you know, yeah, for sure. That's something that means a lot to my heart and is the aspect of this job that I enjoy the most, for sure.
Yeah, you really tell. You put a lot into it, and obviously you get a lot out of it, which is awesome. What would you say, like, going back, what was the hardest part, like, early on in your career with, like, the loans and everything?
Sure. Well, you know, I started as a loan processor, and this is absurd to think about now, but this was 2009. Interest rates had kind of, like they did later during COVID, had taken a big crash and were lower than people had seen in decades. And so there was a lot of volume coming in, right? And that's why they needed me, was to process these loans. And so they just, you know, said, here's a few, kind of get your feet wet. And then, you know, okay, he seems reasonably competent. Let's give him about 100 more. And, you know, I it all worked out, right? But it was a challenge for sure. And learning almost trial by fire, right? Like being thrown in the middle of a lake and being expected to swim. I certainly made my share of mistakes. And so really just learning how it all worked, because I didn't have a mortgage background. I had a talking to people background, and they saw enough, you know, had enough faith in me to think, okay, he can do a good job. But, you know, holy cow, just again, it's a complicated beast, right? Learning the ins and outs and trying to help people navigate that process. That was a pretty brutal, you know, first 6 months or so. And yeah, it was tough, but got through it and hopefully helped a lot of people. And I'm sure if I could listen to some of those phone calls now, I'd be mortified. But you know,
yeah,
I did my best.
They don't have AI call recording back then. Yeah. So you're good. Yeah. No, I think back on, like, how you had to navigate the times and just think about all the different, you know, moving parts. It truly is like incredible for somebody to, you know, get thrown into such a crazy economy and then pretty much thrown into the fire and then go from there.
Yeah, definitely. It was a challenging time for a lot of people. And so it was an interesting time to get into mortgages and learn all the stories of what people were doing before I got in, even just a year prior, right? All of the, well, if they didn't make enough, you just told them, hey, if you made a couple dollars more an hour, you could qualify. And they'd say, okay, well, then I do. And you'd go, okay, great. We don't need pay stubs. So just a very different world than the one I entered. And I'm kind of glad I got into it when I did and wasn't part of the old Wild Wild West scenario and mortgages, because I definitely think I would have thought this is just not for me. But
yeah, no, I think back on some of those, you know, I would say bad loans. I remember in high school sitting at our Keller Williams office, and there was like a cook and a waitress, and they were just bawling. And I think they had like a $500,000 house, like nowhere near what they should have been buying. And they were, you know, had to do a short sale and all that, all that crazy stuff. And I thought in high school, I'm just like, what's going on? You know, you're just kind of a immature high school kid. You don't really know. And you look back on these times and you go, holy crud. Like it was a Tuesday at noon too. And nobody's in the office. Like, I'm like, I was just oblivious to those times. And it's truly incredible to see people like yourself who persevered through those times and built an incredible career. So props to you on that.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's just switch gears here for a second and jump into the Agent STL. Give us a little rundown on, if people don't know what the Agent STL is for the first time, what would you tell them?
Yeah, it is an event series, magazine, and workshops designed for the housing community in St. Louis, primarily focused on realtors. You know, I can kind of walk you through its genesis, where it came from. You know, I got, again, into the entrepreneurial side of mortgages 2017-ish. And, you know, had to start networking, had to start meeting people, right? And I started getting out there a little bit, and, you know, no knock on what anyone else is doing, but I attended things that I felt like, I don't know if this is my room, you know, it felt a little clicky, really, you know, driven by the desire for sponsors. And I didn't leave some of those rooms feeling like, I learned a lot, or this is, you know, cultivated for the purpose of the education of the people in the room. And so I always thought, well, one day if I ever get my feet underneath me, I'd like to take a stab at something like this. And then COVID happened and no one was going anywhere. And so, you know, a few years of that or so, and then three years ago now, I started having the thought that I think I've got my feet underneath me enough, and I know enough people that it'd be fun to start getting rooms together, people that, you know, may be like-minded, may want to enjoy the same things I enjoy. And so, you know, started off, it's gone through a lot of iterations. I won't walk you through all of them. I'll spare you the detail. But, you know, the first time I did something like that, I probably begged and pleaded everyone I knew to just please show up. And, you know, probably 12 people were in the room. And I thought, I don't know why I'm doing this. This is probably pointless. But I'll always remember after that first event, a couple of the agents that were there pulled me aside afterwards and said, you know, hey, I want to tell you, I got a lot out of this. This was really enjoyable. This felt different than a lot of the rooms I've been in. I, you know, took away this nugget, that nugget. I think I'll be better at what I do because I was here, or in so many words, right? And I thought, holy cow, that's fantastic. That's why I want to do this. And I think it was that old kind of corporate trainer hat being put back on that I didn't even think about at the time, but that enjoyment of feeling like you got some people in the room, they learned some things and they left better off than when they walked through the door, right? And so that motivated me to keep building and building. And eventually, about 2.5 years ago now, it morphed into the Agent STL branding. And now, you know, we've expanded out into a St. Charles County edition of this at the beginning of this year. We get anywhere from 50 to 100 people in the room each time we do it, primarily realtors. I'm very particular about cultivating speakers and panels that I feel like are going to be very beneficial to people in the room. Not everything's going to be for everyone, but you know, I want people that have a spirit of wanting to provide for others, want to educate, want the people that they're talking to leave the room maybe a little better off than when they walk through the door. And really, it's community building too, right? That's super important to me, that people can come together no matter the brokerage they work for, no matter what color, you know, their hat or shirt is, that once they come in the room together, it's a communal experience and everyone's happy to be there together. And, you know, maybe I sat next to this person last time and I get to see them again, and that's neat, you know? And so, yeah, it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And then the magazine component is fun too, because, you know, there's no requirements, there's no restrictions, there's no, this magazine promotes this specific thing about the real estate industry. It is, these are people that have an interesting story. These are tips and tricks that can help realtors be better at what they do, with contributions from people across the industry, right? So it's a lot of fun cultivating that and putting that together. Because again, there's no hard definitions on how that functions or who gets on the cover or things like that. And so, you know, for me, that's really exciting. And I think that the people that have been part of that have really enjoyed it and been excited by it. So hopefully that's a good explanation of what it is that we're doing.
It is. And I think one of the biggest things, one of the takeaways I always think about with these events now, are like realtors collaborating with other realtors. I feel like that's always been a block, for some reason inside of our industry, that like as another realtor, like you're always on the other team or you're always against each other. And that's one thing that I've always tried to change as well. It's like, hey, we can, there's enough houses out there for you and I. We know totally different people. So like we can collaborate and figure out how we can serve our clients in a better way together. It's very simple. Yeah. And I think you see that as well. And you created this event to help us as realtors, I think, to be able to open up to others and inside the industry and help expand our, you know, our knowledge and our ways about becoming successful entrepreneurs.
Yeah, exactly. You know, as a lender, what's interesting for me is getting to be inside of so many different real estate offices at times and getting to know so many different real estate cultures and leaders in particular. You could see the cultural differences, right? You could see the differences in approaches. And it's been a lot of fun for me to bring the individual kind of, lack of a better way to put it, kind of spirit and vibe of individual brokers and leaders and put them in the room in front of people that may not have had that exposure before. And I think that's the compliment that we get more often than not, is this was really fun to get to see how these people are doing things. And again, you know, I've worked hard to have the people in the room be people that are good representations of the brokerages that they're part of, right? So I feel like the people in the room are getting that, again, that vibe, that spirit of this is who these guys are all about. Oh, that's pretty cool. That's what they talk about. That's the language they speak, right? And then to have that cross representation in the room. I'll say something else though. You know, we say that about realtors, but I'll tell you, they do it a whole hell of a lot better than mortgage lenders. There are those divisions, but they play in the sandbox a whole heck of a lot better than we, or play in the same sandbox together a whole heck of a lot better than we do. So that's a topic for another day, perhaps. But that's, you know, I don't know if it's where my passion and desire for some of this comes from, but the desire to kind of break down some of that, the rivalries in the mortgage industry and some of the cutthroatedness of the mortgage industry is something that's on the agenda as well. I don't want to just do that for the real estate industry, but you know, we get other lenders in the room, right? I don't exclude anybody. And if you're a lender watching this now, please come out. I love seeing in the room, and I respect why they're there and what they're doing, right? It's hard. It's hard to get out there. And if you see this is another mortgage lenders event, and I still kind of have the gumption to show up. And, you know, they're always very respectful and always say, hey, man, I hope you don't mind that I came. And then I always say, not only do I not mind, let me introduce you to some people, right? I respect and appreciate you being here. Far be it for me to stand in front of this room full of realtors and talk about being together and you know, taking care of each other and then shoo away other loan officers that come into the room. That would be a pretty poor example of what I'm hoping to build. So that's another project that I'm working on.
Yeah, no, I never really thought inside the mortgage industry. I guess we're always so focused on the realtor side of things that we've kind of forgot about the mortgage side. So yeah, maybe we'll have to look for that from you in the future. Yeah. But yeah, no. So what in terms of like future events, how many events do you usually hold per year with Agent STL?
Yeah, so that's something that I've tinkered with, you know, over the past couple of years or so, trying to find the right cadences. What that is going to look like for the remainder of the year and then 2027, what I think has worked really, really well, especially as we've expanded out west now into St. Charles County, is leading off in January with Agent STL. And we're at the Lodge and the Pear typically, depending on, you know, what they have going on. But that's primarily home base is the Lodge and the Pear. That would be in January. And then the next month, we have implemented workshops now where we invite people at the event to do some drill down work. And very specific, you know, recently we did a workshop called Own Your Neighborhood that was well attended. People were very excited about, and that takes some very specific marketing concepts to the classic geographic farming, but targets specifically the people that live around you in your neighborhood and shows some, I think, unique and creative ways that people don't always think about to geographically farm, to show yourself as a resource for the people around you instead of just, you know, frankly, hey, bragging that I'm a realtor. It's good to have some proof of your competency and your skills and that you sell houses. That's awesome. But what else can you do for me that, you know, I already got 3 postcards last week from another realtor. Why should I pay attention to yours, right? So anyway, that Own Your Neighborhood workshop spoke to that. And then February, you know, if it's 2027, February then is back out to St. Charles. And we do those at the Water's Edge, really beautiful facility there in St. Peter's. And then, you know, off-month workshop back to St. Louis. So 3 in St. Louis, 3 in St. Charles with workshops in between.
Yeah, that's really neat. You have it down to almost a science. I know you're always tinkering with it and trying to figure out what's the best avenue or lane to be in. But so far, I think it's been a success. And I am lucky enough to actually be a part of the next event. I believe it's the next one, end of August. I know it hasn't come out yet. So if you give us a little insight, maybe a little sneak peek on what's to come on that one.
Yeah, you know, I think people have heard me say this almost every event. But I think this is the one I might be most excited about that we've ever had. I'm thrilled, of course, that you will be gracing us with your presence. It will be sort of an event in 3 acts. You being a podcast host and doing such a phenomenal job with that, I was excited to invite you to come because I know that you have a lot that you can show the real estate community and in this space, right? And then that will kind of play along with another agent. Her name's Brittany Bonds, and she will be speaking to some video stuff that she does. And so building some relationships through broadcasting, if you will, right? So I think that will be the initial pairing. And then I have a gentleman coming out, Dr. Maybe from Dale Carnegie Institute. If you're familiar with Dale Carnegie, wrote a lot of the most famous sales books that exist. And so Dr. Maybe is part of Dale Carnegie. He will be sort of an in-between between realtors speaking, and Brian, Dr. Maybe will be speaking to building things as well from the Dale Carnegie perspective. And then that will be followed by 2 agents that will be presenting some sphere building and community building and things like that. So it's going to be kind of 3 separate portions of the event. And this will really be one of the first times we've had anyone come out that's not from the real estate community, but has I think I could not have enjoyed listening to him talk more. again, Dr. Mabee, I think what he's going to bring to the table and the information that he'll be able to present will be exciting for all of us, because it's someone outside the housing industry, but has just an incredible depth of knowledge and building relationships with people and sales techniques.
Yeah, I always say, like, these events, even that I get to be a part of this, I am always still taking stuff away and learning, and the amount of, you know, knowledge that I get to spew to people, you're going to be walking out with a ton of stuff from me, and I'll get to walk out with even more stuff from somebody else. Like, it's really, and then you get to collab with other people inside the room and other people in the industry and business owners, people that actually, you know, they understand, you know, the daily grind that we go through. So I really am excited to be a part of this. So
same. Yeah. And that'll be August 27th, 9 a.m. And because the lodge is undergoing renovations, we're actually going to be at the Clark Library Branch in St. Louis County off Lindbergh. Just incredible facility. So I'm really excited to have our first STL event outside of the lodge. And to your point, you know, I feel very spoiled, because obviously I'm at every event, and, you know, I even have speakers sometimes say, well, I don't know that I have anything to offer that's going to be any different than maybe what some people have heard before. And I always say, hey, listen, I promise you that there's going to be something about what you say and how you say it that at least one person in the room it's going to be revelatory for them, right? And it always is for me. So I get to sit at all these events, and I'm not a realtor, but, you know, there's a lot of cross-pollination between our two jobs, and hearing folks like yourself, just the best of the best of the industry, speak to the things that they do to be successful. It's all very entrepreneurial, right? I feel better at what, or more capable of what I could be doing after every single event. You know, so easy for me to say. I encourage everyone to come to every single one they can, right? But I mean that very sincerely, that I've never left one without thinking, wow, I've never looked at that particular thing that way before. And I think I'm going to be better at my job now because of that.
That's 100% accurate. And I think also, you know, you always go, hey, this is going to fill up pretty quick. And it's not one of those sales tactics where it's like, hey, right, come pay our $497. It's going to fill up in the first day. And realistically, the room never fills up. Right. But no, this, obviously, it's 50 seats. It's going to fill up fast, and always does. So I tell people, obviously, keep an eye out, you know, for the future flyer to come out, and obviously Eventbrite, and go from there, right?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. We'll get that out soon.
Yeah, awesome. Well, if you don't mind, let's do a little rapid fire to end it off.
Sure.
All right, you ready? Let's do coffee or energy drinks?
Energy drinks.
Oh, there we go. So I got my first form right here. Favorite place to eat in St. Louis?
Oh, gosh. Let's say Endo.
Oh, that is a great spot. Best book you've read?
You know, I'd like to give something that sounds super academic and intelligent, right? But wow, I'm a big Stephen King fan. You know, from a business perspective, a book called Winning, from Michael Jordan's old personal coach. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but boy, if you want to, I can't read more than a few pages without wanting to run through a brick wall. But then, yeah, a lot of the Stephen King stuff, The Shining, It, you know, a lot of that, his short story collections in particular, there's some short stories in there that I just are very powerful. I feel like you only 30, 40 pages, but by the time you're done, it's like riding a roller coaster, just quick hit, punch in the face. Holy cow. What a, you know, what a story that was.
Yeah, pulls you in and keeps you going. That's for sure. Yep. Last one, beach or mountains?
Oh, beach. Yeah. Love the ocean. I wish I could spend every single day on a beach if I could.
Same. I know. I it's something about the peacefulness of waves and an ocean, and yeah, the beach. So I appreciate you taking the time to be here. And any last comments for the people at home listening?
Yeah, well, I mean, thanks for tuning in. I thank you very much for inviting me to be part of this. It's an honor. And anything that anyone ever needs from a mortgage perspective, any advice, anything I can ever help with. And then we really hope you'll come out to the Agent STL events and keep supporting that, and hope you'll get a lot out of that. And other than that, just, thanks for watching and thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming on here. And I think one of the biggest takeaways probably today isn't just about business. It's just not about transactions. It's really about, relationships. It's about people. And I think that's exactly what, you're building inside your career and with Agent STL. So I'm excited to see the continued impact that's going to have, and excited for the next event end of August.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to Elevate with Elsner on your favorite podcast platform. If you know someone in real estate, lending, or business that could benefit from this conversation, send it their way. Until next time, keep building relationships, keep growing, and keep elevating. One love.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. We sure do appreciate it. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. This way you'll get updates as new episodes become available. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review and tell your friends about the show. Until next time.